It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it is once again time for us to spend about 15 minutes here on KETR and talk about the outdoors. You know, dove season's kicking off here September the 1st. It's going to be time to get out there and hunt the doves. I thought it would be fitting and appropriate today to get Mr. Walter Patton on with us. Walter is a shotgunning, bird hunting expert. Walter owns Poetry Shooting Club, which is very close to everybody in Northeast Texas, right off Highway 34 there. Walter, are you with us today, buddy?
Yes, I am, Luke. Good to be with you.
I am thrilled to have you on, and the timing could not be better. We're time to go dove hunting, time to talk shotguns, time to talk to Walter Patton. It's been a long time, but you were our guest maybe a year and a half ago or maybe 2 years ago, but your shotgunning tips and all, this is the time of the year to talk shotgunning. Now, Poetry Shooting Club is a place for people that maybe you want to some instructions for a youngster. Maybe you want to teach somebody the shotgunning sport, or maybe you just want to go and brush up your skills, but that's what you're all about. And then when it gets cooler, quail hunting also, right?
That's right. Right now we're encouraging people to get youngsters out to get them started with their shotguns for dove hunting, and later on we'll be encouraging them to bring out their rifle shooting youngsters to get zeroed for deer season. And then we'll do the guided and unguided quail hunts, as well as accommodating bird dog owners who need a place to train their dogs.
The good thing about it is you're close to everybody right up here in Northeast Texas, so you're just, you know, minutes away. And it is a good idea. I can tell you this from past experiences. It's a very good idea to get out and shoot some clay targets before the opening of dove season, because, you know, I mean, people talk about being a natural shot and all this. Shotgunning is a learned experience that deals with motor reflexes that you got to do over, just like shooting a bow. And a good, you know, 25 or 50 clay targets before the opening of dove season is a good thing, and Poetry Shooting Club's a good place to do it, isn't it, Walter?
Well, yes, sir. We try to keep it very family-oriented. It's low-key. It's always by appointment. We only book one shooter or one group of shooters at a time so that the shooters end up feeling like that they own the place and they can work at their own speed. And it's also a nice and quiet, safe environment in the countryside.
It is that. And say, for instance, there's a single a parent that has a, this could be a man or a woman with a youngster that knew nothing about shooting, and maybe the parent wasn't a skilled shooter. They can come to you, and you can start them off with a smaller gauge shotgun, a 410 or a 20, whatever their suits their size, walk them through the safety aspect, which is more important than being able to hit the target. But you can start them from scratch, and when they leave, they've got a good working knowledge of what's going on, don't they?
Yes, we start off with the safety features about gun handling. We actually start our new shooters off with a BB gun, just letting them learn how to watch the BB and how it goes, and learn a little bit about how to capture the image and then we progress from the BB gun up to a shotgun and have them shoot at a paper target so they appreciate how the shotgun sends out a spread of bullets. And then we move on into trying to shoot the clay pigeons.
You bet. Well, as a dad and now a grandfather, I've had the privilege of teaching a couple of sons that became safe, good wing shots, but they became safe before they did anything. And there is a learning curve, Walter, when you take, say, a 9-10-year-old youngster and that's never shot a firearm. The BB gun, I like what you do there, because you're showing them the mechanics of pulling the trigger and a projectile goes out. But it's easy for a youngster to get, if they don't get off on the right foot, to get a little bit intimidated in the beginning, especially with a shotgun that goes bang real loud and pushes back on your shoulder, isn't it?
Yes, and that's why we have acquired the Remington 1100 semi-automatic in the 410, the 28, and the 20-gauge varieties, which are available for use in our schooling of people getting started so that they can have the lower recoil of the semi-auto and get used to the smaller gauge guns and work their way up.
You bet. The little 1100, that's a sweet shooting little gun, and the recoil is minimal, especially on the lighter, you know, the lighter gauges. So that's a good way to get them going. And then, too, they get an opportunity. You said they start out on a stationary target. They get an opportunity to feel recoil. They know what the recoil is all about, associated with the loud bang. And just like training a pup, you know, a bird dog pup, if he gets gun shy or somebody handles him wrong, the right kind of dog, you can mess up a lot of training. Same true with kids, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You have to take it slow and easy, and not rush them, and let them come at their own rate of speed.
Well, for people that might want to come during the week, schedule a time with you for their youngsters or for themselves, are you open weekdays and during the weekends also?
Yes, we're open virtually 7 days a week. I live on the property, so if you just give a call and make an appointment, we'll try to accommodate your time that works for you.
Sounds good. Walter, I'd like you to give some information so people can connect with Poetry Shooting Club. First, tell everybody exactly about where you're at out there, and then the website, phone number, et cetera.
All right. Well, we're situated in the old community called Poetry, Texas, which is 8 miles north of Terrell and about 14 miles south of Greenville on Highway 34. Our website is www.poetryshootingclub.com, and our phone number is 214-728-2755.
Walter, before you leave us today, I'd like you to talk a little bit. We didn't mention the rifle shooting much, but you do have close-in, long-range rifle shooting available too, don't you?
Right. We have rifle guns every 100 yards out to 700 yards for the long-range shooter. And then, of course, we work with the youngsters that need to get zeroed in and proficient and confident shooting their deer rifle so that they can make a good, clean kill shot and not have to experience wounding a deer and maybe finding it and maybe not finding it.
That's true. Well, I wanted to mention that because it's not too early right now, especially with youngsters. Maybe if you're an old seasoned veteran with a rifle, you know, you can go out and check your rifle, check the zero, and you're ready to go deer hunting. But youngsters, the same things we talked about being important with a shotgun are equally or maybe more so important with a rifle. So good place to bring youngsters or seasoned veterans alike to do some rifle practice and training, right?
It's always been my experience that the best shot is the guy who shoots the most.
You betcha.
Practice makes perfect.
Walter, we'll get you back again. You've got a lot going on close by to home, and we'll get you back talking some quail hunting. That'll be coming up before too much longer. How about that?
Okay, I look forward to it, Luke.
Folks, let's shift gears a little bit, and let's go down to the upper Texas coast. Let's go down to Galveston. Now, my longtime friend, Captain Mike Williams, been guiding down there for decades. Mike is probably at the Galveston Yacht Basin right now. He's not out fishing, but we want to talk about one of the events that happens this time every year down there, which is the bull redfish, the big redfish run. Mike, thank you, man, for being with us.
Yeah, how you doing, Luke?
Couldn't be better, and I always appreciate you sharing some knowledge with everybody. Mike, folks are listening to KETR up here, Northeast Texas, and a lot of them travel down to Galveston. That's kind of the go-to destination for a lot of us. But the shark fishing is going gangbusters still. You told me it's dependable. But here around what, the 1st of September is when the bull redfish run begins?
Yeah, it's exactly when it starts. It usually starts up about the August 22nd, and it starts with Gertie Rissy. It gets on a roll about the first week of September, and it goes into mid-October, into November. So the best probably the next 2 months are going to be, you know, they're always outstanding months to catch bull reds. And it's a time when you can come down and catch a lot of them. I mean, it's not unusual to go out and catch 10 to 15 to 20 to 30 of these fish a day, and they run, you know, 15 to 30 pounds. Sometimes we catch them up as much as 40 pounds. They could be much compared to like a Lake Texoma striper, but only the we catch more bigger fish than I think they would catch on Texoma.
A striper, you know, up in this part of the world, a big striper up here, if you catch a 15-pound striper, truthfully, you've caught a big striper, but and they're fun to catch. I'm a devout striper fisherman, but we're talking about 25 to 30 to bigger, yeah. Right? You know, the redfish.
Yeah, they get up 40, and sometimes we catch them even up to 50 pounds. They're rare, but
yeah.
We catch them.
It's a good trip for someone to come down that wants a lot of big fish action. And, right. You know, an old redfish, that rascal, he can zing that line, can't he?
Well, I'll tell you what, on bass tackle, it don't get much better in the start.
Right.
You know, I take people like that, and they want fish with a trout tackle or bass tackle. And
yeah.
You catch a 30-pound striper on bass tackle, that's a good pull. And these fish, I think they're a little bit tougher than a striper because they have to fight those currents all the time.
Yeah, they have to, yeah. And I fished with you for them, and it's one of my favorite fishing trips. It's, for folks that's never been down there for the redfish run, you know, in September, it's not an offshore deal. I mean, it's beachfront, and you fish a lot just, you know, in sheltered waters, don't you?
Right, that's like catch them out on the beachfront. I mean, you walk out on your run 50 feet and catch them. You know, that's, they run right down the surf. We fish mostly out around the jetties and the humps and the deep holes off the Galveston jetties, and sometimes we'll fish in the surf, and we do really good in the surf out around the piers. But somebody wants to just come down here and go fishing. Just to go fishing to get out of the house and take the kids, you know, they don't have to go with a guy. They can catch them right off those beachfront piers with, you know, the number one go-to bait is probably shad and mullet, and they can buy that at any beach stand. And Galveston has changed a lot in the last 4 years since they put the cruise ships in there. Galveston made a dramatic improvement on the motels and the restaurants, and it's all changed. And I think some people haven't been there in 10 years. They'll be surprised on how much Galveston has changed.
You bet. We just spent a week down there, you know, and you had my kids and grandkids. They had a chance to get out there, and you put them on some awesome shark fishing. They're still talking about that. But I want to make sure that people are hooked up with you, connected with you, Mike, on this upcoming redfish run. And you know, Galveston Fishing Guides, plural. GalvestonFishingGuides.com, right?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Uh-huh. They can, and then, you know, you and I are fishermen. I fished all my life, but I know a lot of people want some more information. So when they get down there, they're probably going to have all kind of questions before they come. And you've got a lady that answers the phone, and then, of course, you're there too, aren't you?
Right.
What's a good number to call for if they want to talk to you, huh?
Yeah, the best number to call is reservation 713-723-1911, or then look us up on the web at GalvestonFishingGuides.com.
Yeah, or you've been there. I mean, Google Captain Mike Williams if they forgot everything else and they can get a hold of you. Well, Mike, I want to get you back. I want an update on the redfish here in a couple of weeks. And then the flounder run starts. I'm going to be down there Monday through Friday, the middle of October, and we're going to plan. So I want to talk to you before I come down. That's
Roger that.
Yeah, all right, buddy. Well, keep catching them, and we'll get you back soon. How about it?
Hey, thank you very much.
Well, folks, that wraps our show up today. I really appreciate you tuning in. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Night Sight, Margaret Home Season Canned Goods, Shock Strap, Sun Optics USA, Raptor Razor, and Snaplock Hunting Blinds. Tune in this time next week, and we're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.